Okay, today's daf is daf Dalet. We just had a little bit to finish up from yesterday. We are up to five lines from the bottom, Behani Hilchos Aninu, but just one thought from yesterday. Yesterday the Gemara was discussing, which we're in the middle of the discussion, of Tosefes Shvius. And the Gemara quoted the source that Mibachar Shem Mibakatzer Tishbos, on about the 10th line or so, on Gimel Amud Beis, that Asei is the source for Tosefes Shvius. Bachar Shem Mibakatzer Tishbos, you shall rest from plowing and from cutting. So the Gemara said it was a Havamina that you should get Malkus for Tosefes Shvius, Kamash Malan, no. So what exactly was the Havamina? So the Rishonim ask, if that is the source, Mibachar Shem Mibakatzer Tishbos, that's an Asei. So what's the Havamina to get Malkus for Tosefes Shvius? So the Ritva here quotes a Rashi, which we don't have. That's why some Achronim say, this isn't as clear as it was in the earlier Masechtas, some Achronim say that the Rashi on Moed Kata might not be our Rashi, always. The Sfasemis says that maybe he thinks that Rashi on the Rif is the real Rashi on Masechtas Moed Kata, and Rashi that we have is not the real Rashi. In any case, the Ritva here quotes a Rashi, that how could there be Malkus on an Asei, V'yimtama Hechlokan al Asei, Lakin Pirish Rashi Yilkem Makas Mardus Midrabanan Ad She Tetse Nafsho Dumya De Umrulo Ase Sukhav Eina Ose. Similar, we have Malkus Midrabanan, like if somebody doesn't do a mitzvah Asei, Gemara Ksubis Kofinoso, right? You force him until you, if he does a mitzvah, if somebody does not shake a lulav, so you force him to shake a lulav, somebody's not sitting in the sukkah, you force him to sit in the sukkah. So to here, you're forcing him, if somebody does it, so then you force him. Malkus here means Midrabanan, not Chetetse Nafsho. The Maritz Chayas asks, and he quotes this writ from Shay Rashi, he says, what's Malkus Midrabanan usually? You're hitting somebody to get them to do a mitzvah. You hit somebody until they shake a lulam. What's this? This is Onesh. Achetetse Nafsho? You never have Malkus Mardus Achetetse Nafsho just to punish the guy? Malkus Mardus is always preventative, not just to punish somebody. So that's why the Maritz Chayis just leaves Rashi B'tzarachi and he says, I don't understand what exactly this Rashi means. He says, B'tzarachi in Gadol. That's why he doesn't like the extension of Rashi of Achetetse Nafsho. That's one pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos though quotes another pshat, a beautiful pshat, and Tosfos Dir Maschil Yachol. Tosfos says, what is this Asei telling me about Chorj Bakaz Tishbos? This isn't the actual makar, or at least it's a partial makar, but it's that this makar is Megala that Shvius starts earlier. That's what it is. It's not that per se this is the makar for Tosefes Shvius, and then for Tosefes, how do you get Malkus on Asei? No! Second half of Tosefes Yachol. Ikal Meimar Dimi Bechar Shabakatzer Bath Kinon Ditzorach Tosefes. This makar teaches me that you need Tosefes. Klomar Shah Shvius Maschelas Bishana Hashishis. Vecholdin Shvius Yelashishis. That's exactly what the makar says, and this is something that we've touched on a number of times. Whenever we have Tosefes, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, Tosefes Shvius, how do we look at that Tosefes? Is it just, this Tosefes is not the Yantif, but it's just there are certain Isurim that kick in earlier. Or do we say, no, Halacha says that the calendaric day could start earlier. When it's early Shabbos, it's Shabbos. It's not just you have an Isur Malacha. Big nafkaminas, could you make Kiddush? Could you have Suda? Are you allowed to have Tosefes and Ksubas discusses? Could you get married during Tosefes Yantif? Is it an Isur of Ein Ma'arvin, Simcha B'Simcha? Tosefes and Ksubas, Daf Mem Zayin, Tosefes 2 days there. So again, if it's Yantif earlier, then you can't. If it's, no, it's just an Isur Malacha, but it's not really Shab Yantif, then you can. So that's exactly this Tosefes. Maybe in his Machlokas with Rashi in the Ritva, Tosefes says, this Pasuk teaches me that Shvius starts earlier. What's the Makar for Malkus? The Makar is Shvius. The Makar is the Losa says by Shvius. It's not a separate idea. While Rashi might hold, otherwise he might say, no, Tosefes Shvius is not anything connected to Shvius. It's just an add-on. It's a very important Tosefes, Yiraskul Yachol. The first piece in the Torah Zroim on Masechta Shvius, which is the Sefer of Rav Hermanchik, on Zroim issues, talks about this Tosefes and has this Chakira. But how do you look at Tosefes Shvius? Okay. Now let us continue where we were up to. So five lines for the bottom. So the Gemara is talking about Tosefes Shvius. The Gemara just said that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai adds on a month to Shvius, a month earlier. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel added on even more than a month, and Rabbi Gamliel was then Mevatel those extra months from Shvius and Pesach, and what's left is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ask the Gemara, V'hani Hilchasa Ninu, this extra month, Tosefes Shvius, is based on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Kroi Ninu, isn't it a Pasuk? You don't need halacha by Shavisa. It's a pasuk. Titanya becharish ubakatzir tishbos. The pasuk says, as we quoted before, from plowing and from katzir you should rest. The first half of this pasuk is talking about Shabbos. And then the pasuk says, "Becharish v'katzir tishbos." So the question is, what is this adding? We already know all malachas are asur on Shabbos. So the machlok is how to understand this phrase. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzorach Lomer Becharish v'katzir shvi'as. Rabbi Akiva, who Tosfos explains, Rabbi Akiva assumes this pasuk is coming to give you a chumrah. That's why Rabbi Akiva darshens it as he does. Tosfos on the bottom says that. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says this pasuk must be talking about shvi'as, not about Shabbos, because you already know about Shabbos. So Eino Tzorach Lomer Becharish v'katzir shvi'as. Shari Kfar Nemar Lo Sot Cholosis V'Chav Cholosis. This pasuk must not be coming to teach me plowing and cutting during Shvi'as, because you already know that. Ella, what must it be saying? Charish shel erev Shvi'as shenichnas l'Shvi'as v'katzir shel Shvi'as sheyasal motzoi Shvi'as. What are we talking about? We're talking about the plowing of the previous year that goes into Shvi'as and the katzir of Shvi'as that goes into the next year. That's what we're talking about. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, Tosefes Shvi'as is a pasuk. It's not a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So what do we need the halacha Moshe B'Sinai for if it's a pasuk? The definition of a halacha Moshe B'Sinai is basically something, the Rambam writes this in the Hakdamah to Bereshit Mishnayos, something that we wouldn't have known without the Torah. Something we wouldn't have known without the Torah. That's what a halacha Moshe B'Sinai is. This, in contrast, without the Torah Shebichsav. In contrast to Dvarim, there's another category the Rambam has, Dvarim HaMufurashim Yipi Moshe Rabbeinu, which are, you know, hinted to in the Torah. Pre-Eitz Hadar. How do you know what a pre-Eitz Hadar is? Everybody knows it's an Esrog. Is that so unusual that you wouldn't have come to that? Maybe you would have. It's a beautiful fruit. Pre-Eitz Hadar. So the Rambam has the different categories of Dvarim HaMufurashim Yipi Moshe Rabbeinu versus Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai we would never have known it. So asks the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, we know Tosefes Shvi'as from a pasuk. What do you need the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai for? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, finishing the brisa, Macharish Rishus Avkatzir Rishus. You know what this pasuk is teaching me? Macharish Avkatzir Tishbos. It's teaching me which type of work is usher during Shvi'as. Machar and Shabbos. I'm sorry, Shabbos. Macharish Rishus, just like Charisha, is always Rishus. There is no such thing as a plowing that is a mitzvah. Avkatzir Rishus. So too, the only type of reaping of Kitzira, which is usher on Shabbos, is that is not a mitzvah. Rishus. Yatza Kitzir HaOmer Shei Mitzvah. Excluding the cutting of the Omer, which is a mitzvah. The second night of Pesach, if it is that night. If it is Shabbos, so then, says Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to go and cut the Omer, even though it's Shabbos. The Ketziras Omer is Docha Shabbos. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says, Rabbi Akiva must hold that the Ketziras Omer is not Docha Shabbos, because there's no marker for it. So it's a Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, it's a side way of looking at the Machlokas, how much is the Ketziras HaOmer part of the Avoda of the Karban HaOmer? Bringing the Omer, we know. We bring the Omer on the second day of Pesach. And we know, just to put it in a context, the plowing that you do for the Omer, the Charisha, even though you're doing it for the Omer, that's not called part of the mitzvah. That's what Rashi says on top, that Charisha is not part of the mitzvah. You don't need Charisha l'shma. If you find a plowed already, so then you don't have to plow it. If you find a cut already, you have to cut it l'shma, because you need Kitzira l'shma. So Charisha is never part of the mitzvah, and Kitzira is the machlokas though. But so that's why Rabbi Shmuel has the pasuk to teach me that Kitzira shel mitzvah is mutter on Shabbos. Question mark. So you see though, the Gemara is asking on the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, what do we need the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai for? To teach me Tosefes Shvi'as. We already know it from a pasuk. So the Gemara is going to give. An answer. But just one point before that. What does it mean? Katzir shel shvi'as sheyatza lamotzai shvi'as. What exactly does that mean? What's Tosefes? What kind of Tosefes is that? So we discuss this in Rosh Hashanah, but just say it again. Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that means anything that has grown a third during shvi'as. During Shvi'as, so that's what this is referring to. You cannot work that and water that after Shvi'as. If it's grown a third, Havash Liz, during Shvi'as, then you can't work that after Shvi'as. That is what Rashi says there in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes. Asks the Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah, that's Tosefes? That's real Shvi'as. If something grows a third during Shvi'as, that's Shvi'as fruit. That's not Tosefes Shvi'as. You don't need the mucker for that. That is Perish Shvi'as. So what's Rashi saying? So the Ritva there explains Rashi and says, no, it must be that without the pasuk, I would have known that I have to treat these items with kedushas peroshvius. But there's not just an idea of treating it with sanctity, but there's a separate issue of avodas hakarka. That's what the Tosafos is adding on. I would have known that it's called peroshvius. But the additional point is that it has an Isra Avodah Sakarka. Two different things, right? When somebody buys wine, which says next year Shvius, somebody buys wine that says coming from Peir Shvius, you can't use that wine for Avdallah. Or if you do, you gotta make sure not to spill it, because you can now let us use, waste a drop of Shvius wines. That's why people are mockingly trying not to buy wine from Shvius, because they don't want to run into problems. But again, that is a separate idea, this Peir Shvius, treating it with sanctity, and working the land. So it's the second point, says the Ritva, that I need the makar for. Anyway, so we're back to the question of why does Rabbi Akiva need a pasuk? Why does he need that lachav Moshe B'Sinai? Isn't it a pasuk? So Ella Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ki Gemiri Hilchas Ala Mishri Yalda Cry La Meisar Zakena. Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no. Remember yesterday we had a lachav Moshe B'Sinai and the pasuk. They work in tandem. The pasuk teaches me that there is something called Tosefes Shvius, and regular trees are usher to work in Tosefes Shvius. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai is telling me a special din that young saplings, trees, are allowed to be worked. That's what we had yesterday in Tios. That's what the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is teaching me. It's telling me a heter. The pasuk tells me the yisser, and the halacha Moshe B'Sinai teaches me the heter. He asked the Gemara, V'kiva dehilchas ala mishra yalda, ladma mela zakena asura. 1 minute, says the Gemara. If the pasuk's teaching me a heter, doesn't that assume that there's an yisser? So again, what do we need the pasuk for? There wouldn't be a heter coming along if there wasn't an isser in the first place. So why do we need the pasuk for? Just have the Alchemosh B'Sinai tells me it's mutter. So if it's mutter, if this is mutter, it's mashma that everything else is aser. So again, we're stuck. Why do we need anything more than the Alchemosh B'Sinai? Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger on this line. What is the Gemara saying? You don't need the pasuk. You can base it on the Alchemosh B'Sinai, which tells you heter. But what about yesterday we said Charisha, according to some Tanaim, gets Malkus? You couldn't get that from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Don't you require a Pasuk to teach you Charisha is Loka? So what do you mean? It would be enough to have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. As we mentioned yesterday, you can never get Malkus except if there's a Lav and Mefurish Bikra. He's Shomer, Pen, Al, or Lo. You need one of those four words in the Torah. Without one of those four words, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus for an Aseh. You don't get Malkus for a Lav, Habam, Mechlal, Aseh. So what's the Gemara talking about? You don't need the pasuk, just have the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. You want to get Malkus then? How would he know Charisha gets Malkus if you just had the halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So says the Rabbi Akiva Eger, he does not answer it. He just says that it must be according to the Manda Amar that you don't get Malkus on Charisha. That's his answer. But Rav Yashav has another answer. Rav Yashav says no. Originally in the Havamina over there on Gimel Amud Beis, that's when we had potentially thought, we had this idea called Tosefes Shvius. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me there's a concept called Tosefes Shvius. So I thought originally that what? Like we started off today's shiur, maybe Tosefes Shvius is just an extension of Shvius. And you learn that Shvius starts earlier. So at that point in the Gemara, I thought that you'd get Malkus for Tosefes Shvius and for the Charisha of Shvius and the Charisha of Tosefes Shvius. That's what I would have thought that in the Havamina. But once the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai would teach me, says Rav Yashiv, that there are differences, that Yalda, younger trees, are mutter to work during Tosefes Shvius. Once I have the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, so what does that reflect? That reflects that Tosefes is different than the regular Shvius. So once I have that, Halach Moshe B'Sinai, so I would never say that Charisha is Loka. Because this Halach Moshe B'Sinai would reflect that Tosefes is different, and that would teach me that you don't get Malkus for Charisha. So Charisha Loka is only in the Havamina, but not here at this stage in the Maskana. So again, it relates to that Hakira that we started off this year about Tosefes Shvius. Is that an extension of real Shvius, or is it that something new added on? Okay, so that's Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Yashav. Continuing. So again, we're still at an impasse. The Gemara says, why do we need the Pasuk and the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? If the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me the Heter, so I would know it's Mutter. So why do I need the Isser? Why do I need the Pasuk? Ella, you're right. Tilchas l'Rabbi Yishmael, Kroy l'Rabbi Akiva. You're right. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is only according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, who uses the Pasuk to teach me there's something else, Kitzira Sa'omer. So for him, I need the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Rabbi Akiva would not need the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. He would know it from a pasuk. That is all approach number one to our discussion. This line relates, I didn't get to look it up again, but there's a long tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer, where he discusses the Rambam Shita about Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. The Rambam has a line in the Hakdamah to Pirshei Mishnayos, where he says there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. He says that's part of the definition of Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. There's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. So there are many, many cases which seem problematic. Here's one. Here's one, that the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, Rebbe Kiva Yisrael, the Gemara says, it only goes according to one and not according to the other. So again, sometimes you can get out of it. The Nitziv writes that whenever the Gemara says Gemara Gemiri Law, so Rashi and Tosfos say that means Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. But the Rambam does not always say that. The Rambam might hold in all those cases, that's not called Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. So those are solved then. But here, it says Hilchasa. Here we use the Lashon Hilchasa, so Rambam's going to have to answer what exactly you do with this case. Okay, but that is all approach number one. What do you do with the original question that we had yesterday? How could Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel an earlier takana, an earlier din? So the answer was that really he was never mevatel the month before. He was only, because that was Halacha Moshe V'Sinai or Pasuk, based on what we just said. He was just mevatel the earlier months. Okay, so now we're up to a number two, line eight. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Gamliel beis dino mi d'oraisa batalahu. Rabbi Gamliel and his beis din found a hint in the Torah which gave them the authority to be mevatel tosefes. Really? Where? My taima, gomer Shabbos, Shabbos be Shabbos bracious. They have a gzeir shava from Shabbos. They learn out shvius from Shabbos. Mala halon hi asura lufaneu lachareha mutarin. Just like over there by real Shabbos. Shabbos is asur. Before and after Shabbos mutter. There's no tosefes by Shabbos. It doesn't start earlier and later. We'll get back to that. Afkan hi asura lufaneu lachareha mutarin. So to here, there's no such thing as halacha lemoshe. No such thing as Tosefes. That's Rabbi Yochanan. He was able to be Mevatalit because he had a Gzeir Shava, which tells him that it's wrong. Ask the Gemara before we talk about that line. Maskav Ravashi, Mandamar Hilchasa, Asi Gzeir Shava, Akra Hilchasa, Mandamar Kra, Asi Gzeir Shava, Akra Kra. What is Rabbi Yochanan saying? If you come up with a Gzeir Shava, you could use that Gzeir Shava to be Mevatel a Pasuk? To be Mevatel a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yishmael, there is a source for Tosefes Shvius. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting that he darshened Gzeir Shava to get rid of the din. How could you do that? How could you do that? So the Gemara rejects this approach. The way Rashi understands this question is not just that how could you have a Gzeir Shava that's Oker Adin. Rashi seems to say that if this is true, it must be they didn't have a Misorah for this Gzeir Shava, and they made it up themselves. And the rule is you can't make up a Gzeir Shava yourself. You can only make up a Gzeir, you can only get a Gzeir Shava from your Rebbe. We discussed a number of times the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rashi and Tosfos debate whether you could do everything by yourself except for Gzeir Shava, or you can't do anything by yourself except for Kal V'Chomer. But either way, according to either of them, you can't do Gzeir Shava by yourself. That's what Rashi here quotes. Ein adam dug Gzeir Shava me'atzmo. So if this is a Gzeir Shava against the Din, it must be they did it themselves, and you don't have the right to do it yourself. So therefore, we're going to reject this answer. But before we get there, there's an obvious question that Tosfos asks. What was the Gzeir Shava that they weren't allowed to darshan anyway? Just like Shabbos is only Usser itself and not Usser beforehand, so too Shvius. What's the question? There is Tosefes Shabbos. There is Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara says a number of times, Tosfos Zibra Maschul Ma, V'hi Kasha of Amavkina Mikra Meseches Yuma. We had it at the end of Meseches Yuma. The Tzorach Lasos Tosefes Gabi Shabbos. You have to have Tosefes Shabbos. You have to start Shabbos earlier. We have 18 minutes. We have 20 minutes. We start Shabbos ends a little later. There is Tosefes Shabbos. What's the Gemara talking about? So one might suggest that, again, I didn't see this suggested, but maybe there's a shita of the Rambam known in this sugya. The Rambam does not quote Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam does not quote the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. He quotes the concept in Hilchas Shvisas Asar of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's it. Regarding Yisr Malacha by Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. He doesn't quote Tosefes Shabbos anymore. It's Mefurish Gemara. He doesn't quote it in Hilchas Shabbos. That is even why the language of the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes Tosefes Shabbos, is Yesh Omrim. The Bir Halacha says, why doesn't he just say, Tzorach L'Hosev B'Chol Al HaKodesh? No, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim Shet Tzorach L'Hosev B'Chol Al HaKodesh. In deference to the Rambam, who doesn't quote it, he quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. right? He doesn't quote it as Stam. But maybe this Gemara is the basis for the Rambam. The Gemara says it's no Tosefes. So maybe the Rambam might think it's a Machlokas HaSugyas, and this is the Sugya that he quotes. That's one idea. But other Rishonim cannot accept that, because how can you say there's a Mafurish, a Gemara, that doesn't hold no Tosefes? There are other answers given. Tosfos himself says, what's the answer? Tosefes. How much do you have to Tosefes? What's the minimum shear of Tosefes? Tosfos says, a second. A kol shu. So a kol shu could be considered a nothing. Okay, good. You don't have to make such a big deal about a kol shu. Even a second is not really significant. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says what he says with the Gemara. Because it's as if it's a nothing, even though it is something, but it's only a kol shu. But there is a beautiful answer given. The Tosfos HaRosh quotes the Ravid. Actually, you notice the Moed Katan, the Tosfos HaRosh quotes a lot of Ravids. Different Mesechtas, different Rishonim quote different people, but the Tosfos HaRosh quotes a number of Ravids here in Moed Katan. Says the Ravid, yes, there's Tosefes Shabbos, of course there is, but it's not, it's a beautiful Lashon. He says it's not Aser B'Torahs Vadai. Tosefes Shabbos is not Aser B'Torahs Vadai. You know what it is? It's B'Torah Safek. You don't want to come to violate Shabbos. And therefore, that's not called inherent Tosefes. What are we trying to learn by Shvius? Something that's Vadai Tosefes. Something that's Aser B'Torahs Vadai. But if something's only Aser B'Torahs Safek Visyog, you might come to violate Shabbos. So you know what? You better not go till the end of the 18 minutes, because you might come to do Malacha during Ben HaShemashas. We don't want you to do this. You know what? Start earlier. That's what Tosefes is about, says the Ravid. Kedei Ella Ben HaShemashas Shalahenshu Aser Vein Sorach Lahavzim Ma'at Kodeh Ben HaShemashas Kedei Shalo Yikanis L'Beis HaSafek Awa Min HaVadai V'Shalom Achbaz HaSafek Lo Asrin Alei. And that's what we're trying to figure out by Shvius. So the Ravid said it's a Lamdish idea. There is Tosefes, but it's not Aser B'Torahs Vadeh, it's only B'Torahs Syug. That's the Ravid. So where does this come up? This comes up in the major sugya called Syug D'Oraisa. We know, we're familiar with the concept that the Rabbanan makes Eris. I'm not allowed to do this, so I don't come to do the Isser D'Oraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov, in Klal Ches, has about 20 different cases, Kedarko Bakodesh, of Syug D'Oraisa, where even the Torah says A is Aser, because we don't want you to come to B. The Ran at the beginning of Psachim says, Bal Yerah Bayimatzeh, in Yana Dioma, coming up in a couple of weeks. The Ran says, why does the Torah say you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house, so you don't come to eat it? They're both Aser D'Oraisa. But the Ran says, Bal Yerah Bayimatzeh is Aser, so that you don't come to eat it. He quotes a Medrash about Tosefes Shabbos. Hashem, that knows exactly when Shabbos starts, he doesn't need Tosefes. We don't know, so we have to do it. So this is an example. Tosefes Shabbos is a D'Oraisa, but it's a Syug D'Oraisa. He doesn't quote this Ravid in the Tosefes HaRosh. So exactly what the Ravid is saying, that Tosefes Shabbos is a Syug D'Oraisa. Another example, the Kesef Mishnah writes, amazingly, the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Isser of cooking Basar B'Chalav is a Syug D'Oraisa for eating Basar B'Chalav. You might think it's separate. Is there achila, hanoa, bishul? Isser bashul. If you cook it, you might come to eat it. So you can't even cook basar b'chalav. The isser of yichud, according to certain sources. The isser of certain yichud is aser d'oraisa. Isser of yichud are aser syug d'oraisa. The Ramban shita, that chibuk v'nishuk of an erva. Derechiba, the Ramban says, hugging and kissing of an erva, of a woman you're not allowed to touch, is an Isser D'Oraisa. The Rambam holds the Rabbanan. But the Ramban says D'Oraisa. So again, he's a Syug D'Oraisa of something worse. Other examples as well he gives, but this is one of the examples, and this Ravid fits in perfectly to that discussion. Syug D'Oraisa, that's Tosefes. Okay, so we're still up to a question. So again, what is the relationship? How do we work the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and the Pasuk? So third and final answer, Ella Amar Ravashi, Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dino, Savri Law, Karebi Yishmael, Damar Hilchasa Kamiri Law. What do they hold? They hold, like Rabbi Yishmael, that it is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and not a Pasuk. So how is he Mevatel it? I'm right before the two dots. V'chi Gamiri Hilchasa, B'Zman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Dum Yudinis HaChamayim, Aval B'Zman She'Ein B'Zman HaMikdash Kayam, Lo, they understood. How was he able to be mevatelit? So again, this is the third answer. How could Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel a din? The answer is because he had an understanding that the din only applied bizman beis hamikdash. So that's how he was mevatelit. And later on, after bizman beis hamikdash, some people were confused. They thought it still continued. So he said, no, the din was only bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. That is the third and final answer. Again, how was he able to be mevatel it? Number one. So we have three answers. Number one, he was mevatel it the prior to the 30 days, not those 30 days. Number two, he had a gzeira shava to go against it. That was rejected. Number three, he understood that it was only for the earlier time, bizman hamikdash. Tosfos says, how do you know that? How do you know that it was only for the zman hamikdash? Because these three were always put together. Nisach hamayim, arava, and netios. So why were they all put together? So Tosfos says, it must be, just like the other two, Nisach HaMayim is only Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Arava walking around the Mizbeach is only Bizman Beis HaMikdash, so too, this must be Bizman, only Bizman Beis HaMikdash. That's what Tosfos suggests in Dibur HaMaskel Ella. Period. Okay, two dots. Getting back to the Mishnah. So the rest of the Yomid here is talking about different acts of watering. So remember, the rule of the Mishnah was that Hefsid is mutter on Mishum Hefsid Meruba. You're allowed to act, you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, but not if it is Tircha Yaseira. That was the rule of the Mishnah. Chol HaMoed, if it's financial loss, you're allowed to do work, but not if it's extra Tircha. So, Avalomi Me'amayim U'Me'akshamu Me'akilon. The Mishnah said you can't water your field with rainwater or with well water. Bishlomai Me'akilon Ika Tircha Yaseira. Fine, well water, I understand that's a big Tircha. Well is all the way very deep. You have to send your pail down there, you have to schlep it up, bring it to your field. I understand Me'kilon is a Tircha. Why, that's Aser. Ela Me'kisham in my Tircha Ika. But rainwater, let's say you have rainwater right next to your field. What's the problem with rainwater? That's not so much of a Tircha. So the Gemara has a machlokas. Number one, Amar Bila, Amar Yochanan, Gezeira Me'kishamim Atu Me'kilon. It's a gzeira. If you're allowed to do rainwater, you might get mixed up, and you might come to do well water. You might not realize the difference between them. Says the Ritva, isn't the whole thing asur midrabanan anyway? Isn't this a gzeira l'gzeira? You're asuring the rainwater mishum the well water. Doesn't this prove, like the shitos that say work on Chol HaMoed is asur daraisa? Rashi, the Rambam, we discussed on that base. So the Ritva says, no, there's a concept called Eloha lokaimiha. Sometimes the Rabbanan could put in two steps to a Rabbanan if the first step won't never work. It's not two steps. It's that if you don't have step two, step one is not going to be able to last. So that's called kulachad gzeira. That's not called gzeira l'gzeira. That could all be looked at as one step. Either way, that's the first opinion. Why is Me'kishamim Asur? Gizera, you might get confused. Ravashi Amar Me'kishamim Gufayu Lide Me'kilon Asur. Ravashi says, no. Even rainwater, once you start taking out the top of the rainwater ditch, it's going to get deep. So you're going to run into the same problem like you do by well water. Meaning, Me'kishamim itself, not Gizera, just this case, once you take out the top, it's going to be elite to Tircha. V'kamifli b'der Reb Zeira. Maybe this machlokas is arguing whether they hold of Reb Zeira's din. Damar Reb Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel, Naharos Hamoshchin, Mayimin Ha'agamim, rivers that bring water from the ponds, Mutter Lahashkos, Man B'chol HaShamoed. Shmuel says, Reb Zeira quotes Shmuel, you're allowed to use these on Chol HaMoed. Mar Islay D'r Reb Zeira. So the Gemara suggests that Rav Ashi, who thinks the only Shash is that this might, you might lead to Tircha because it might get, the water level might get low and therefore you might have to go do Tircha and bend down. He holds a Reb Zeira because in the Reb Zeira's case where you're getting water from natural pools, that's never going to run out. That's why he holds its mutter. Umar, let's lay the Reb Zeira. But Rabbi Yilam, Rabbi Yochanan would not hold the Reb Zeira because according to him, the chash is you might get confused, and here too you should get confused. You might get confused that it should be Aser. So it must be he would argue with Reb Zeira. Period. Gufa. Now we're going to talk about Reb Zeira. I'm Reb Zeira. I'm Shmuel. Naharos Hamoshchem Mayim Nahagamim Mutal Hashkos Mayim B'Chol HaShamoed. These rivers that bring water from the pools, you're allowed to water your field with them on Chol HaMoed. Ace Reb Yirmiya L'Reb Zeira. Reb Yirmiya asks from our Mishnah, Avolomi Me'kishamim Avolomi Me'kilon. Our Mishnah says you're worried because it has Tircha. Or Me'kishamim is also Asur Mishum some type of Gzeira. So why is our Mishnah totally Mutter? What's the difference between the case of our Mishnah and the case of Reb Zeira that's Mutter? Amalei Yirmiya Bri. So Reb Zeira says, Yirmiya, my son. Hani Agamim de Bavel, Kemai de Lopasku Dami. No, these Agamim, these pools that I'm talking about in Bavel, never dry out. They never dry out. Therefore, there's never any chash that is going to become too much of a bother to bend down and go deep and schlep up the water. It's never going to dry out. That's why Reb Zeira's case is mutter. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Hapsiko. So we're going to talk all about different types of water tirchas on Chol HaMoed. If you have ditches and pools that you filled up with water from Erev Yontif, you cannot use them on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because we're worried that maybe if they dry out, and then you're going to have to go schlep water from somewhere else, it can lead to Tircha Yesera, so we're not going to let you do it in the first place. But if right between them, or the Ritva says next to them, it doesn't have to be between them, if you have right next to them, you have this natural aqueduct of water passing by, mutter. That's going to be mutter, because even if these run out, you're going to use the water that's going right by. So therefore, there's no chshash. Amar Rav Papa, v'husha ruba shalosa sada, shosem me'osa amas hamayim. Rav Papa says, as if you have the amas hamayim going through, that's only going to be mutter if you can water and sustain your field from this amas hamayim at once. So then we say, you're going to go to, if the ditches run out of water, you're going to use this amas hamayim and the zoch shashos. But if it's not good, if there's not enough water in this amas hamayim for your whole field, we're still worried that you're going to go schlep water from somebody else and you're going to violate tircha. Ravashi Amar, no, don't be so machmir. Avo bishein ruba shalosa sada, even though the majority of the field cannot drink at once from this ama, Kivan to Kamash Ravaasya, since it's constantly coming, it's constantly flowing, Meimar Amar, a person will say to themselves, Ilo Shasya Lakayoma Tishti Lutrail Tasayome. Look, I don't need to water the whole field every day. I water some of it today, some of it tomorrow. There's always going to be water there. The miners might not be at once, but there's no worry in that case. Period. Tan Rabbana, next kind of case. If you have a pool that is dripping water into one of your beis hashlachin, remember what that is? A field that requires irrigation. You have to send water to the field. So a pool that drips water into one of your fields, you can divert some of the water and send it into a different field of yours. The Havi to the Pasco, aren't you worried that maybe it's going to run out? And therefore, if it runs out, once you're involved in the work and it runs out, you might come to do a big tircha. Amr Birmiya, no. Vadaini mitaf tefes. You're only allowed to divert it if it's still dripping into the first field. I mean, you can see that there's still a lot of water there. You're right. Once it stops dripping, you can't. Amr Abayev, Hushla Pasak Mayan Arishon. Similar, as long as the original water source has not dried up. If it has, then you cannot divert it to the second field, even if it's still going into the first field. Period. Tanya, Rav Shimon Menasya Omer. If you have two flower beds, one on top of another, let's say you have a mountain, one is higher than another, there is some type, Rashi describes the Metzius, there's a type of water source that is on the side that's flowing into one and not into the other. So lo yidzlaminatachtona v'yashke esa alyona. You're not allowed to schlep up water from below to above, because that is Tircha Yisera. And remember, in all these cases, it's even when there's Hefsid. Even when there's Hefsid, you still can violate Tircha Yisera. That is the rule of the Mishnah. Yoser Alkein, Amar Blazer Bar Shimon, Afila Ruga Achas, Chetzi Nama V'Chetzi Gavoa, even one flower bed. Part of it is higher, part of it is lower. Lo Yidle, Milakam Nama V'Yishke Lamakam Gavoa. You can't pull from below and bring it up. Period. Tana Rabbana. Now we get to a third principle. What do you mean, third? The Mishnah had two heterim of Chol HaMoed. We mentioned there are five. There are two heterim of Chol HaMoed. Number one, the Mishnah spoke about Hefsid Meruba. The Mishnah spoke about Sarachei Rabim. And now we have a third one called Sarach HaMoed. Sarach HaMoed. Each of these have to be worked out, Halacha L'maisa, but also Sarach HaMoed. Tana Rabbana. Mazlin liyarakos kedei la'ochlan. I'm allowed to water my vegetables on Chol HaMoed in order to be able to eat them for Yantiv. I want to keep them fresh. The imbishvili apos and usser, but just to make them more beautiful. But for after Yantiv, I am not allowed to do this. We're going to see later on. Tosva says beferish, even tircha yisera is mutter l'tzarach hamoi. Tosva says that on the top of Dalanim Abeis, even tircha yisera is mutter. Ravina, it's not clear. Father Rishon him hold of that. Ravina, v'rabba Tosva havika azli ba'urcha. These two rabbis were walking on the way. They saw somebody watering their vegetables on Chol HaMoed. Wow, we better excommunicate this guy. Look what he's doing. What a terrible person. So he says back to him, what do you mean? Maybe he's doing it to eat on Yontif. What are you getting so upset at him? Maybe he's watering his vegetables to keep them fresh for Yontif. So Amar Leh, he says, no. You misunderstood the original din. Mi Sabris, my Mazlin, Maya. You think the Lashon Mazlin means you're allowed to draw water on your vegetables? My Mazlin Shlufe. Mazlin means that you're allowed to take out some of the vegetables if they're too tsafuf, they're too smushed together in the field, you could take some out so the others could grow better. But nobody says you could water the vegetables, kiditznan, as the Mishnah tells me in Maseches Peah, that you're the part of keeping the fields growing properly is to take out some of the good ones to give room for the other ones. Kiditznan, as the Mishnah says in Peah, Hameidol Bikfanim, if somebody is removing some of their vines in order to help it grow better, Kishem Shuhu Meidol Bishalo Kachu Meidol Bishalaniyim. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that, let's say I have a corner of my field that I get left for Peah, that I left the corner for the Aniyim. Am I allowed to act the same way I do in my field as in that field? In other words, the rest of my vineyards, I'm taking some of the vines out in order for the rest of the vines to grow better. Could I do that in the poor people's field also? It's not mine anymore, it's Hefker. Can I do that? So Rabbi Yehuda says, yes. This is exactly what they would want you to do. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Bishalo Rashai Ve'in Rashai Bishal Aniyim. No, only your own, but not of the Aniyim. Why? Why can you do it of the Aniyim? So some suggest the poor people would rather have quantity more than quality. They'll take the more grapes. Even though they're going to be worse quality, they'll take more, so you're not allowed to do it. Hey, the Rav Bar Tanura in that Mishnah has a Lashon where he says, the Machlokas is, what are Aniyim considered in your field? Are they shutfin or are they konim? Are they considered buyers of your field? Because then you can't do it because they're not. It's not yours yet. And versus, are they shutfin partners and then you can act for them? But either way, you see from this Mishnah that the Lashon of Meidel means moving the vegetables and not pouring water. So Amar Leh, so now the other, I forgot who, one of the Rav who got this answer says, what do you mean? Ba'atani, we have a before his brisa that says watering is mutter. Mazlin ma'im li'arakos ki la'ochlan. We have a brisa that says he talks to Amayim. So Amar Leh, okay, you got me. Itanya tanya. If it's a before his brisa, I can't argue. It must be that it's mutter. So this guy that we passed does not deserve to be put in the chayrim. So the Musar Haskel is that we have to be very careful before we're with Don Lakav Chova. If we see somebody doing something wrong, we got to make sure that we know all the sources and do our research first. Okay, two dots. Beinos and Ugiyas Likfanim, the Mishnah said that you can't make furrows or ridges under your vines. Yeah?
You could answer, isn't a Mishnah more authoritative than a
Brisa? Okay, isn't a Mishnah more authoritative than a Brisa? In general, we might say that. We might say, why don't we ask on this Amor from a Mishnah? Right, or if you ask halacha lemaisa, who do we paskin like? But still, if there is a brisa, the Mishnah's not saying the brisa's wrong. The Mishnah's just using the word differently. So it's not like a machlokas here. You don't have to say that they're arguing. So my ugios, what are ugios mean? That you can't make ugios under vines. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, binke, these holes under the vines. Tani nami hachi, eloin ugios. Also, the brisa says, ugios are bedidin, shebikari zesim, shebikari gefanim. These furrows under the olive trees and the vines, that's what you're not allowed to do, because that's Tircha Yaseira. Aini, is this really true that it's Asur, but Rav Yehuda Shara Lebnei Bar Tzisoy Lemevet Bin Kela Karmehon? Rav Yehuda allowed them to do an Achal HaMoed? So the answer is, Lokasha, no, Habachazi Habatiki. No, he only allowed them to dig out previously existing holes that got stuffed up. Old ones. New ones, that's the Tircha Yaseira, and that would be Asur. Period. Rav Lozman Azariah Omer, and Osa Nisa Amma. We had it back in the Mishnah. One is not allowed to make a Amma to bring water into your field in the first place. Okay, what did that mean? Making a big furrow in your field so that water could go through and you could have an aqueduct, a water pipe going through your field. You can't do that in Chol HaMoed. So bit or on Shvius. So bishlama moed bishlam de gatarach. I understand why that's asr in Chol HaMoed because that's tircha. Now that'd be toreach. El Shvius my taima. What's wrong with doing that in Shvius? You're doing it to get water through your field, to get water to your house, let's say. And Amas Amayim. You're not working your field. So why is that also during Shvius? So Pligi bar Reb Zeira of Rebbe Abba bar Ma'amal Tzmachlokas Chad HaRem Nation Nireh Ka'oder. One answer is that because it appears like you're hoeing. If you make this deep furrow in your land, it looks like you're hoeing. Many halachas in Mesecha Shvius, looking through the Mishnayos, are about Maris Ayin. There's many halachas of Maris Ayin learned after Mishnayos and Shvius. So here's one of them. Nireh Ka'oder. It appears like Oder. The Chad Amar, Mebdei Shemachshir Agathel Azriya. No, you know why it's Aser? Because when you dig out your furrow, you are now putting the dirt that was inside, it's nice, soft dirt that you're putting on the ridges, on the edge. That dirt is beautiful to grow things in. So that's Machshir Agathel Azriya. You are getting its bangs, its edges, ready for Azriya because you've just created nice, soft dirt. Tosfos here has two opinions whether this is also Maris Ayin. It's not like this, you're going to plant there, but it looks like you're going to plant there. Or no, this is mamish considered avodas hakarka. You are creating soft land to plant in a shviya. So what, you never plant. You're still working the land. Stosis in Dibur Maskul Mipnei has two opinions, whether this is also Misha Marisayan, or whether it's actual avodas hakarka, that he gets into psikresha davashin miskavein, which is discussion in shviyas also, and not just in Shabbos. We had it in Kilayim, we had it in a few places, but Tosfos here, Mipnei, talks about it. Then it could be da'oraisa, right, then it could be da'oraisa, because it's avodas hakarka. If assuming Harisha, which this is Harisha, assuming that's Daraisa. So my bad, what's the difference between these reasons of it looks like hoeing versus you're softening the ground for Zriya? If the water comes in immediately after you did it, after you made this furrow, according to the one who says the problem is because you're softening the ground, so then water coming in right afterwards doesn't help. But according to the one who says it looks like you're hoeing, then it's not a problem here, because it's obvious. If right after you dig your hole, water shoots through the whole thing, nobody's going to think that you hoed. Now we ask why each person doesn't hold to the other one. According to one who's worried about, it looks like hoeing. Why isn't he worried that the ground got soft? So the Gemara says, you're right, he is. So he can be now, you give a different afkamina. The case is, that's usur, where you dig out the furrow and you immediately throw the dirt far away. You don't create dirt on the edges of this hama. So now there's no soft dirt created because he just threw it all away. But still it looks like hoeing, and that's why it would be usur according to that opinion. The other way, why isn't the second opinion worried about the first opinion? Chash, doesn't it look like hoeing? And our answer is no. Oder nami kika shakel beduchte manachle. Why? Because when you hoe, you always put the dirt down right next to where you're hoeing. If you threw it away, then people also, just like they're not going to, there's no problem of the other reason of creating soft banks. There's also no problem of it looks like hoeing. Abimar has the brisa explicit that you're not allowed to do it because it looks like Oder. The Kashale, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Reb Elazar ben Azariah. And he has then a stira with Reb Elazar ben Azariah. What's the stira? Because he, Abimar, has the version of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Reb Elazar talking, Reb Elazar ben Azariah. So our Mishnah says you're not allowed to do this because it looks like hoeing. So you see, Reb Elazar ben Azariah is worried about hoeing. But there's a stira because we have the following Mishnah where he's not worried about hoeing. Well, Miyam Reb Elazar ben Azariah calls Shnirik Oder Asar. Does Reb Elazar ben Azariah say that whenever it looks like hoeing, it's going to be Asar? For a mini, but we learned a Mishnah in Shviyas. Baruch Hashem, today we have the Schus to learn a number of Mishnayos from Seder Zeroyim, which is not covered by the Daf Yomi. So whenever a Mishnah in Zeroyim and Tyrus come up, we have to be very excited about it. So today we had a Mishnah in Peya, now we have a Mishnah in Shviyas. For a mini, Osa Adam Ezivlo Otsar. Let's say a person during Shviyas has a bunch of fertilizer. Let's say his cows, you know, left all over the field. So you want to gather in that fertilizer in order to be able to use for your field. But what do? If you gather in the fertilizer, it kind of looks like you are fertilizing your ground, and you can't do that during Shviyas. So what do? So Osa Adam Ezivlo Otsar. So the Tanakhama says, you're allowed to make a big pile. Big pile! Nobody's going to think that you're fertilizing your land. Rabbi Meir Oser Achiyamik Shlosha Tvachim or Achiyagbiya Shlosha Tvachim. Rabbi Meir says, no, you either got to raise it up somehow off the field, 3 Tvachim, or dig deep. So everybody will know that, again, this is a Maris Ayin issue, everybody will know that you're not fertilizing your field. Ha'ilo dover mu'at, what if you had a small pile to start with? So then most of Allah v'holeth, then the Tanakhama says, then Rabbi Meir even agrees, you could just add on. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oser, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, even if you have a little bit to start, you can't just add on. You have to either achiyamik shlosha or achiyagbiya shlosha. Either got to go down 3 or up 3 or achiyidin alasela or just put it on a rock. Question mark. What do you see? What did Reb Elazar ben Azariah just say? In Shviyas, when you want to make a pile for your fertilizer, you're not allowed to put it there unless you dig 3 deep down. What do you mean dig 3 deep down? He's always worried about Nirika Oder. He's worried about making furrows because people are going to think that you're hoeing. So he said, "Now, why isn't he worried in this Mishnah?" That's the stira. Gemara answers, "No, Reb Zeir, Rav Ramamo, two answers. Chada Reb Neish Kagon Sheheemik. Reb Elazar ben Azariah doesn't say here that you're allowed to dig deep down, but he really means if you dig deep, if you did dig deep down before Shvius, so then you're allowed to put it in. Heemik, you already did." Others say no, that this case is different because it's obvious. The fertilizer that you put in into the hoe is makes it obvious that this is what you're doing, that he's not worried about hoeing in this case. So that's why it's not a problem here. We answered up the stira in Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, we'll stop here, two dots, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue.